about them. But that's true to everyone. Jerry D's gone, you know, Bill Winters, all the people that were here, all the people that were over there, and all the people that were over there are gone too. Everybody's gone, friend. This is a really groovy job.
WKYC Radio 11.
I'm a disc jockey. I'd like to buy some furniture. We don't sell nothing to disc jockeys. They never stay in one place long enough to collect. Number 32 is Earl Marvin Gaye.
Build my whole world around you, darling.
Build my whole world all around you.
Sound number 30 on the Key West 9-11 survey, Tammy Terrell, Marvin Gaye. On the Jim LaBarber Show, Big Jack sitting in 22 minutes after 12. Let's do another one.
WKYC.
Here's number 24 on the Key West 9-11 survey. This is the Royal Guardsmen. It's Snoopy's Christmas.
Come out in the thrill of the land. The third hand Snoopy, dead in his sights. He reached for the
Seven degrees outside east of the Hollies. Sing a song and a half, a classic and a half. Everybody digs a song, a bus stop. Remember when?
Bus stop, when day she's there, I say, and we share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows.
So Edgewater Park right now is a place to go if you would like to meet somebody new.
I understand. I hope the people are on their way out there.
Girls should leave the car lights on, and boys will come over and talk to you if you want to, you know, find out who's happened to what. As soon as there's somebody nasty, I want to know about it, so we'll call it all off, all right? Everybody mind your manners out there. Liz Smith is having a slumber party tonight. Checking the slumber parties in at 861-3622 on WKYC. Liz Smith says she's going to meet out at Edgewater Park. She's going out there to meet. Liz Smith is, so you might meet Liz if you go out there. Linda Morovic says that she has all the food and lots of room. Somebody's at her party. She lives at 1523 Arthur Avenue in Lakewood. The number of big at 1523 Arthur Avenue to Lakewood. Poor little girl. Steve McClarlin of Wiley Junior High. 18 boys and 16 girls. That's about par. Laurel Abel and 5 boys who were trying to get in.
Got in. All right. She said help.
Sandy Durego, 5 girls and 10 boys writing a composition on the unusual habits of the melting ice cube. There. Here's Oliver Ain of the Key West 9-11 survey. Gladys Knight and the Pips on the Big Jack. Jim the Barber go round with you, and I heard it right straight through the grapevine.
My love, when you never need it.
Bed, I tell you right now, it's the sound of 13th floor elevator. You're gonna miss me, yes you are. I'll tell you right now.
That's what you see when your people shoot at you.
Hey, you're gonna miss me, I hope.
If not, I won't be around to tell you about it. Here's number five. These are the Turtles. She is my girl.
TV3, the news with Ron Becker, sports with Dick Hammer, and weather with Jack Hicks. See it all on TV3 beginning at 11 p.m. This is Bob Harper, NBC News, Cleveland.
Survey thing called Beautiful People. Just please with the old leader, 20 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Ride tracking along with you from 9 to 11 o'clock tonight. I do hope you will get down to your nearest Tommy Can store and register first thing tomorrow.
Give me the way. WKYC. Number three in the WKYC Zone 11 survey. Discovered on the mighty KY. You can get this record all over the country now. It is really. Number three of the number of KYC Sound 11. Like I said, these are the 11 Pipers Green Tambourine.
Yes, fly here. Spirited even.
There are 23 minutes after 10 o'clock on the Big Jack Show.
NBC News, Washington.
On the bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming lights, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
She blew my mind, kept my heart beating.
twice the power of the Rocky River to Euclid,
the North Goliath.
Small pieces, an inch of coupon. On a rainy Saturday night, the final 60 minutes, the final hour of the Jim LaBarbera radio program in Cleveland is now on the air.
WKYC.
Jim LaBarbera. Let me see if I can flap my wings and check in. Jay Lice. Come on in here. Let's go together with the cow fills.
See how the fluffy clouds move.
Number 27 on KY and the final Jim LaBarbera show at 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock, and we're making up a list of people to say thank you to because we have been here for just about 2 years, and if you look back, there are so many people to thank along the line. Bob Martin, I walked in off the street with a tape, and Bob Martin heard the tape, and that was like on a Thursday afternoon. And this does not happen very often in the business, because I was working on a little small station up in Erie, Pennsylvania, and the next day Bob Martin called and hired me. I came in as a summer replacement, and then thanks to the VIPs who were here at that time, Specs Howard, and Harry Martin, and Jerry G, and Bill Winters, and Jim Gallant, and of course, the great Jay Lawrence, and there are others, but they all kind of pitched in and helped me out, and consequently, I found myself on the air with my own shift, and then we got Big Jack, and I was on the all-night show for about a year and a half, and then when Big Jack left, they put me back on this shift to kind of hold down the fort until the new guys come in, and it's like, what did they say, a new broom sweeps clean, but if you look back over so many people that we've met and are very close friends of ours, are still in the business, and everybody wonders what happened to Specs Howard and Harry Martin. They're up in Detroit now on WXYZ. Jim Gallant, I had the pleasure of replacing Jim Gallant, and that's an unfortunate thing because everybody who is a fan of somebody else's, you know, when you come in and do the show, then all of a sudden they feel like you're a bad guy. But we met so many nice people who listen to Jim and then later listen to us. Gallant is in Kansas City, but he's going to be a boss, a manager, down at WLW in Cincinnati, and you'll probably be able to pick up his show. Bill Winters, who I replaced here, and we're very close friends. Bill is up at WPOP in Hartford as the morning man. Jerry G., such a beautiful person, is Jerry G. Bishop, the morning man on CFL in Chicago. And Harv Morgan, we did a couple of shows with Terry Knight and Harv Morgan on the talk show. And Harv is doing very well in San Francisco, California. Alan Douglas, we could never do this before, but since it's the last hour, I don't think anybody will knock us off the air. Alan Douglas had the top ratings in Cleveland, is now at WHK doing a talk show. Is he on tonight? I don't know if he's on tonight or not. And he'll be doing a television show locally on Channel 61. And if you're in St. Louis, you'll see it on a station there and in Detroit also. It's a syndicated show. And I guess you can go right down the line. Big Jack, we heard from tonight, is going to be a dish jockey up on a radio station in Boston.
Look for Bonnie Bell 1006 lotion at leading drug and department stores today.
1006. WKYC.
14 minutes after 9 o'clock. The first edition. They just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition.
Oh, yeah. First edition unraveling. And dropping by to do their first thing. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Tom, dribble this one out.
Basketball, 68. Here with the latest score, Tom Carson.
First final score of this Saturday night of high school basketball action. West halftime scores to report on our next checkpoint in just 30 minutes at 9:45 on Basketball 68. This is Tom Carson.
WKYC Radio 11.
18 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's a date night and a party night. Here's one for all my special lady friends who are babysitting tonight. Strawberry Alarm Clock. Anchor song on our KY Top 40. Going off tomorrow. Cloudy, windy, warm tonight. Occasional light rain in that forecast. Low in the middle to upper 30s. It is raining in downtown Cleveland now. Continued cloudy, a chance of light rain, a little change in temperature on Sunday, and that'll be the same for Monday, just about the same. High Sunday, 40 to 45. Right now, we do have 39 degrees.
I'm going to take my record up tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to be Ohio. Where's that?
That's the end of the world. The last time we were down there, we were greeted by a mob of people. If this were the West, you'd call it a posse, I guess. We got down there and they really whooped it up. That was about a year ago. We have 10 bands lined up. It'll be a battle of the band. And that'll be in Bucyrus at the Team Mixer on Jones Street tomorrow afternoon around 2:30. And we'll be there until around 5.
WKYC.
Excuse me, Cleveland. I can't take my eyes off of you, and I'm going out of my head. Frustrated. Letterman.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. And I think I'm going out of my head.
Oh, my. You look so vivacious, so voluptuous. I'm going out of my head. Tony, Jim, Bobby, the Letterman at 24 minutes after 9 o'clock on the Action Line at 623-0095. Big high goes out to Karen Kish from Middleburg Heights, Hubba Hubba to Sue Toteth. From Middleburg Heights, thank you, Denny Duke from Mayfield for checking in. Julie Shiner from Solon, Ohio. Lorna Bryson from Macedonia. George Neuer from North Royalton on the Action Line. From Middleburg Heights, Cindy Mead checks in. Paul Vogel from Rhodes High School. Judy Hessler from Westlake High School. And thank you, Cindy Berman from Solon.
Yesterday with WKYC
1965.
Bob Lynn chasing the elusive butterfly. The little butterfly flapping its transparent window-like wings, looking for light.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind.
One of my personal favorites, I hope it's one of yours. 27 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Across my dreams with nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
39 degrees on a rainy Saturday night from the Jim LaBarbera Radio Show, Cleveland. This is number 18, the fellow who at one time was the organizer and leader of the Yardbirds, Eric Clapton and the Cream.
It's getting near dawn. When nights grow so tired, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dog surprise. I'll be with you, darling. I'll be with you when the stars start falling. I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going.
Little psychedelic underground sound from the Cream. British import. Holding down the number 18 spot, standing by and holding with number 4, the Foundations. Jim LaBarbera's radio show on the air in Cleveland for 30 more minutes. WKYC, Cleveland, Ohio.
WKYC, Radio News. Good evening, Ken Cortright, NBC News, Cleveland. A car containing two bodies was pulled from the Ohio River this afternoon.
Quantity of precipitation, 60% tonight, 40% Sunday, and 30% Sunday night. Right now, in Cleveland, some rain and 41 degrees. The UN Security Council will reconvene Monday afternoon at 4:30. The council is examining the new crisis brought on by the North Korean seizure of the U.S. Navy vessel, the Pueblo, and her crewmen. NBC News will provide comprehensive coverage on radio and television. Ken Cortright, NBC News, Cleveland.
I found you. I don't want to let you go. Come here, woman. Let me wrap my hairy arms around you. 24 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Jim LaBarbera radio program. And since it's the last hour of the show, the last 25 minutes, we can talk about this. The bedboat racing contest that we were in, this took place on Lake Erie. Some people were asked about this tonight. How long ago was that? A year and a half ago? At least a year and a half ago, when Spex Howard and Harry Martin, well, actually, Spex was the announcer. Harry Martin was actually the bedboat racer, and he and I raced in Lake Erie. Harry, it's a true story, because Spex reported me as the winner. Harry got very, very violent about the whole issue and claimed that he was the winner, but he did slip out towards Canada. He did cross over the line first, but he was far, far, far out in the lake, and consequently, they did declare me the winner. However, if you were to say who really won it, you know, he did cross the line first, okay? There's a confession that we now... Jane Scott asked us, and we never told Jane Scott a year and a half ago.
W-K-Y.
I need to get that off of my conscience. It's been bothering me for a year and a half. Hey, Scott McKenzie. No. Girl, no. No. No.
She is like the doll. She says no.
Scott McKenzie on the Jim LaBarbera radio program from Cleveland's great radio station. Four eyes wouldn't you rather see without glasses? Well, of course you would, and probably you can, thanks to contactless lenses. These modern lenses are designed on the contour principle. They're made to conform to the contours of your eye. They float on a natural layer of tears, and they're as tiny as, well, the colored portion of your eye. Plastic lenses, prescription ground, producing vision like normal sight. I'm getting all excited. I'm starting to blubber all over myself just thinking about this. No frames sliding down my huge nose, no hooks grabbing me behind my ears, no glasses fogging up when I take out a woman on a night like tonight. With contactless lenses, you'll be able to enjoy all the fun of active sports, fun lover, without the bother of glasses. For complete details and that free brochure, write to Contactless Lenses, WKYC Radio, Cleveland, Ohio. Contactless lenses, hey, they're available at any of the offices of the good doctor, Dr. Irwin J., the optometrist, and all his associates. Call Cherry 16737 between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays for more information, for an appointment, or write WKYC Radio, Cleveland 14, Ohio, for that free brochure. Ask for that booklet about contactless lenses for eyes.
Sun vibration.
39 degrees.
WKYC Radio 11.
God, I love you, Power. Number 9 from the Sand Pebbles.
When we walk down the street, oh, we don't care who we see or who we meet. Together, we can walk.
Oh, pucker up, honey, and close your eyes. World's most eligible young bachelor. It's true, it's true. The one that pulls at my beard every time I put it on. I got love power. Here's a fellow who passed away just a short time ago. He's gone, but his memory lives on. Because you remember, Jim LaBarbera remembers, the big O, the late, great Otis Redding. Perhaps the greatest thing he's ever done.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting deep, watching the ships rolling.
Where to go? Thinking about human nature and stuff like that. The big O, Otis Redding. Tom, do your thing, will you? Soccer to him.
Basketball, 68. Here with the latest score, Tom Carson.
30 minutes at 10:15 on Basketball 68.
WKYC Radio 11.
Jim LaBarbera's radio program from Cleveland. Yes, it is true. I am the world's most eligible bachelor, Swan, and world of ugly ducklings. Impressions, number 10.
Excuse me, I gotta move in here. I gotta step up.
We're a winner, and never let anybody say why you can't.
But you have to. Have to push a little bit. Excuse me, though. At least I'm saying excuse me. That's number 10. A lot of people don't. It's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Before we get out of here, let me thank the engineers who have worked with us on our show during the past couple of years. Buzz Bazansky, John Marinko, behind the scenes, Butter, who's been working with us. Willie Cost, he's the big man on the All Night Show. We had him for about a year. Ted Bond, Paul DeFrancisco, Howard Spiller, he's their boss. Nick Damchak, the golfer, Arnie Rosenberg, and the fellow who's on tonight, Tom Powers, have done so much with us the past couple of years. They've had to put up with a lot. Let's, Joe, can we have a beer?
Weiner Beer.
WKYC.
BGs and words. Action line open at 623-0095. Number 35 on our KY Top 40. Shaking all over.
Smile and everlasting smile. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
BGs and words. Thank you so much for calling up on the Action Line at 623-0095. Barbara Morrow from North Olmsted Junior High School. Wendy Brown from Mercer. Gail Cooper from Maple Heights. Linda McGregor from West Yaga. Ann Grieve from West Drop Junior High School. Kathy Sicani from Parma. Sue Larson from Westlake. Mary Lou Russell. Jim Williamson from Euclid. Janie Meyer from Solon. Pat Becker from Lutheran East High School. Jerry Truffany from St. Rita's. Nancy Klomper from Byron Junior High School. And a lot of people have written in. So many people have written in saying, hey, just because you're a disc jockey and you have oldies but goodies at home, why don't you play oldies but goodies on Saturday night? Because of the business the way it is, it was not our doing taking the oldies show off the air, because we really dig the oldies but goodies, and we just wanted to pass that along to you.
WKYC.
From nearby Cincy, Ohio, casinos, love me for a thousand years, and then, honey, and kiss me and tell me goodbye, will you?
Kiss me each morning for a million years.
67, casinos. One of my personal favorites, I hope it's one of yours, because then you can tell me goodbye. Well, it's about that time for us to get on out of here. And, it's not really, we can't really come out and say where we're going because we don't know yet. So it's not really a goodbye. Because I don't know about you, but I don't like to say goodbye to anything. So it's not really a goodbye, because I know that somewhere along the line, you and I will cross killer cycles. And how will go on about you will tune in to the General Bible Radio Show. Cleveland, thank you for, it's been just about 2 years and 2 years that have been the greatest of my life. Good night.
Doesn't change. Is your love still warm for me? Or has it gone cold? If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fear. Please give your love to me.
Brothers Station. This is WKYC Radio, Cleveland, Ohio. It's 10 o'clock, Cleveland.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Here's Lou Wood.
Hey, that's the classic foreign spooky, and Jim LaBarbera, as he makes his way down the elevator, I'd like to say, Jim, it's been a pleasure working with you the past, 3 weeks? 2.5 weeks, something like that. I know you're gonna have lots of success wherever you go. And wherever you go, I hope you make lots of money and marry that very lovely young lady you got out there tonight. She is pretty. Fellas, wow. It's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock now.
Weekend Vibrations, WKYC Radio 11 Vibrations.
I want to pull your coast or something.
Hey, it's heavy. Joe Tex, brand new and here by the Doors is called Come On Baby, Light My Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. Was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Celebrating as a Browns touchdown on a Sunday afternoon, the new WKYC scoring high in radio entertainment starting tomorrow. Partial clearing and cooler overnight with a low in the upper 20s. Considerable sunshine with seasonable temperatures Wednesday, high near 40. Increasing cloudiness and warmer Wednesday night, low in the lower 30s. Variable cloudiness and warmer Thursday with a chance of showers. Probability of precipitation near zero tonight and Wednesday, and 20% Wednesday night. Now in Cleveland, 35 degrees.
Watt WKYC, Cleveland's clear channel powerhouse, explodes with superpower
tomorrow at 3:05 p.m.
Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine.
Watt WKYC, Cleveland's clear channel powerhouse, explodes with superpower
tomorrow at 3:05 p.m. NBC News, Cleveland.
Outclassing the others and racing to the corners of the nation with power radio entertainment. The new WKYC, Cleveland's big 50,000 watt voice for America, premieres tomorrow, and you will be there.
Kings of Moscow, a color slide program, will be shown at the East Cleveland Library, 14101 Euclid Avenue, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. The public's invited. Watt WKYC, Cleveland's clear channel powerhouse, explodes with superpower tomorrow at 3:05 p.m.
We're kissing in Cleveland.
And the nation wait expectantly for Cleveland's new concept of radio entertainment. The new WKYC, premiering this afternoon, 3:05, with a double number one guarantee. The power sound of tomorrow premieres in Cleveland today. the new WKYC. The most exciting happening of all times happens this afternoon at 3:05. Cleveland State University will present the comedy The Fan tomorrow and Saturday, February 2nd and... Be sure your watch is correct. Be sure your dial is set. Cleveland's 50,000-watt Voice for America adds a fifth dimension to radio broadcasting this afternoon at 3:05.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
The time gets short. The excitement rises to a fever pitch. The eyes of the radio industry are on Cleveland's new leader. The new WKYC premieres this afternoon at 3:05. Cloudy and mild rest of tonight with rain or drizzle likely late tonight. Predicted overnight low in the upper 30s. Occasional rain or drizzle likely and continued mild Thursday and Thursday night. High tomorrow in the upper 40s or... Have you checked your snow tires recently? Don't wait till you're stalled in a blizzard before you do, because chances are you need new snow tires. WKYC, Cleveland. Ohio and the nation wait expectantly for Cleveland's new concept of radio entertainment. The new WKYC, premiering this afternoon, 3:05, with a double number one guarantee. Vibrant new sound and power radio entertainment that will be imitated by others premieres this afternoon on the nation's new leader in Cleveland, the new WKYC. Soon to be Cleveland's big number one.
Everyone's life is bittersweet.
WABC
Chime Time is 20 minutes until 2 o'clock here on the Charlie Greer Show. And in New York, we've got a temperature reading of 33 degrees under skies that are cloudy at the moment. Good to be with you, my friend. Got good news for many skirt lovers from...
WABC!
It's 1:14, that's Chime Time in New York at WABC and the Charlie Greer Show. Somebody to Love with the Jefferson Airplane. Very nice.
WABC!
Dennis and the Men's Claudia, Route 22,
726-3891 now. Each album is $3.25 plus COD, charges, postage, and handling. That's 726-3891. If you're out of the Chicago area code, dial 312 first. 726-3891. 21, hit, height, breaker.
Remember now, that's area code 312-726-3891. Here's the vehicle, especially Gully from Judy, and here's one I think you remember. I'd like to dedicate this to myself, because I'm a cop.
I wonder what the ancient word for brand is. See, brand. Kemosabe, that's it.
Kemosabe! Hey, out there! Kemosabe!
Well, that isn't it. Look at them out there. They look like a bunch of wild agents. Oh, this ain't no time for joking.
That's Larry Vernon. Please, Mr. Custer.
Review.
Right after the news, the Beach Boys. WCFL, the voice of labor, it's 1:30, Chicago.
This is WCFL News. Communists attack in Vietnam.
Dallas characters.